My name is Ash Samanta. I'm a medical panelist on the fitness to practice for the GMC. I'm a consultant rheumatologist by background, and I've been a panelist since about 2002. When I first saw the advertisement, I thought it was a very interesting job. 2002 was a time immediately after a whole range of medical incidents, and there was a need for tightening up the whole regulatory process. When I saw the advertisement, it wanted people who would be willing to take part in that. It wanted people who would be able to think about the issues, look at all the evidence, sift through the evidence, and come to a reasoned decision about what to do in cases where a doctor's fitness to practice is called into question. I think the role is an absolutely fantastic one, and I've enjoyed it. I've done it for a number of years, and my only regret is that I have to step down because I have finished my term. I think I've gained a lot of experience. I have learned a lot about the regulatory process. I've learned a lot about how to weigh things in the balance and come to a decision. I have taken my experience back to my trust. I have worked in clinical governance within my trust. I have also helped with issues where there might be questions about a doctor's performance, but it's not serious enough to come to the GMC. There are a whole range of different cases that come to the GMC, but very broadly, there might be cases involving the conduct of the doctor or misconduct. Then there may be cases involving performance. So does the doctor have that adequate knowledge to be practicing safely? There are issues about health, and then there may be other issues where there may be a conviction or, for example, there may be some action taken by a regulatory body outside this country. So the GMC has to look at all this, and it has to protect the public. That is its primary purpose. Equally, it has to be fair and just to doctors. Medical panelists bring a certain set of skills that are slightly different to lay panelists. All panelists have to be able to look at the evidence and be fair and objective. I think that's key to it. What lay panelists perhaps bring is a view from the outside. What is it that the public expects of doctors? Have doctors kept to those standards? And that's extremely important. But equally, medical panelists bring a view where they can input in terms of what actually happens in the work environment. Because whilst we might all want a perfect world as yet does not exist. And I think it is that blend of balance between the lay panelist's knowledge and the medical panelist's knowledge that helps in making a decision that is fair and just. What I would say to any potential panelist or any person who wants to apply is that the first thing they need to be absolutely sure about is that they have the time, because without that time commitment, it will not work. Now, I think that's particularly fortunate because at the very start, I had an agreement with my trust that I'd be released for a certain number of days to the GMC for this work. I would say to a panelist that it's an extremely, extremely interesting job, and there's a lot to learn. And I don't think I can articulate all that within the next half a minute. But there's a lot to learn. It's extremely interesting. The second is that it is a high-profile job. Anyone who does the job can take back this experience wherever they work. So I think that there's a lot to be gained from it. And in a sense, it's also putting something back. There's also an element of public service within this. So for me, I found it extremely helpful from a personal point of view, from developing my own career, and also in terms of putting something back into the system.